Good morning, 857, 84 degrees. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Pretty buoyant price action overnight, but we did see the corn retreat a little bit before the recess this morning. The dollar trade has turned a bit defensive, but will likely garner support from the expected interest rate hike by the Fed this afternoon after their two-day meeting recesses. We did not see any USDA sales on the overnight reporting system, so a little bit of disappointment there. Current price action, July corn currently 383 and three quarters, up 2 3/4. September corn 391 and a half, up 3. And new crop December 401 and 3/4, up 2 3/4. Soybeans up 5 3/4, basis of July at 938 and a quarter. August beans 942 and a quarter, up 6. And new crop November 944 and 3/4, up 5 3/4. Meal market up $2.50 a ton, basis of July at 304 even. And July oil 3220, up 11. Looking at Chicago wheat, up 6.5 at 451 and a half, basis July. And December 486 and a quarter, up 5.5. Kansas City wheat up 8.25 at 465 and a quarter. And spring wheat, July, Minneapolis, 639 and a half, up 11 3/4. Looking at the livestock, expect them to be a little bit defensive today, and we'll watch and see what happens. The crude market currently is down about 30 cents, trading a little bit above $46. As we mentioned earlier, the dollar is a little bit weaker, but we expect it to be underpinned by the anticipated interest rate hike by the Feds. Regular reminder that EIA will have updated production and inventory numbers at the top of the hour, which may give the markets a little bit of direction. Ethanol numbers typically sway the corn market and give it a little bit of a bias. We continue to maintain price positive biases in our view. Domestic production estimates for corn should see a yield decline over time, but we'll just wait for the USDA to engage that. The twist here is that we still expect to see more than adequate carryover levels and respectable stocks to use ratios. Continue to push old crop corn out the door, and we expect the price bias to be a little bit price positive, and we also expect basis levels to slip out if the futures do advance. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Bill Gentry with us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly cloudy skies, a chance of afternoon thunderstorms, a high of 93 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Thunderstorms likely tonight with a low of 68. Thunderstorms ending tomorrow morning, then skies turning partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 89. And we'll have more on the shootings in Alexandria, Virginia as the day moves on. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at will.illinois.edu.